at all.
Just enough.
How frustrating it is that it just seems like to deal with this.
Well, it's very frustrating. It really is. And you know, the hard part about it is you know, they're for whatever reason, you know, certain things happen. And when you can put your finger on it, you can do something about it. But when one week after another, it's a little something, a little bit different, then it's really frustrating. You know, somebody said, you know, if one guy makes two mistakes, another guy makes one mistake, another guy makes two, and then somebody else makes three, and somebody else makes one, by the time you get done adding that up, it's 10 mistakes. And that's the frustrating part. What you can't have is you can't have that. You've got to have guys that eliminate mistakes, that don't make mistakes, and that's the hard part. And then sometimes you got to put in best position to win, and other times, you know, when they're in that position, they got to win.
A couple of your players after the game expressed frustration in the idea that your future is kind of hanging over this team now, and Thomas Davis called it unfair. How do you keep your future from just, you know, weighing this team down, weighing the locker room down?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, apparently I appreciate the fact they're concerned about me. But I will tell them, you know, I'm not concerned about me. I'm really not. I'm concerned about them. I think, you know, we have a group of coaches that I believe in 100%. And I believe that it's about teaching and trying to get these guys to learn how to do things and understand things. And I think at that point, I worry about them. I'll be all right. No matter what happens, I'll be okay. Whether I'm here next year or not, I will be A-okay. I will go forward. I will make things happen. I will do things, whether it's here or somewhere else. I will. I believe in who I am, and I firmly do believe it in my abilities as a coach. Do I have a lot to learn? Most certainly. And I have learned an awful lot, and I've grown and matured an awful lot. I've got the gray hairs to prove it now. But I worry about them. I've got some great young coaches that deserve opportunities. I've got some great young players that deserve opportunities to grow. And I don't know what's going to happen. And I won't know until after the season. I know that much. You know, I know that nothing's going to happen until after the season. And so what our guys have to understand is, you know, they're playing for now. They're playing for each other now. They will play for each other on Sunday, or Monday, excuse me. And we'll go from there. And that will be reiterated. I'm glad you pointed out, Joe. I didn't quite realize it. You know, they feel that way. I really do appreciate that.
Have you had any further conversations with Mr. Richardson specific to your status?
I do. And he's, you know, as I've always said, he's been great and supportive about it. And nothing changes. You know, it's Ron, you know, we got to do things. We got to get things going. This is tough. This is frustrating. I know it's frustrating on you and your coaches. Because it's frustrating on him, and he's been outstanding. He has been fair and open, and talk with him like I talked with him on Friday, and he's just been as, you know, as classy as ever in this situation, and I could not ask for a better situation set of circumstances.
You said that you know nothing will change until after the season. Have you been assured that? That you're...
No, that's all I'm going to say. I mean, if something were to change, it'll change. But that's my approach, and that's the way I'm going to take it with the players. And, you know, I want them to understand that.
Were you told that even – how recently were you told that?
No, as I said, that's my approach. That's the way – that's from my conversations with Mr. Richardson, that's my approach. And that's the way I look at it.
On that point, I mean, why do you feel that you're still the right coach for this team?
I like to believe that we are doing enough. We're doing the things the right way. Not completely, obviously, because we've lost too many games in close situations. But I think with the way these guys come to work, the way they practice, the commitment they've made, I think these guys are doing the things that you want teams to do. You come out and watch practice and see, and then come out after practice and see. You know, I've been on a team when I first started coaching that wasn't very good. And as soon as practice was over, the players couldn't wait to leave. I'm on a team right now, and practice ends, and you've got guys catching balls. You've got guys walking through protections. You've got the assistant offensive line coach with the five young guys out there going over stuff and willingly do it. One day you look out there and you see all the DBs staying back and working on their technique. So there's a commitment that they're still doing, they're still making. And, you know, I like to believe as long as those are the things that you see from these players, then we're doing some things the right way. But having said that, we haven't done everything the right way either. We haven't won, and that's the hard part. That's the frustrating part, and that's the frustrating part I get with everybody here, with the people in this building, with the fans that come to this game, to the fans that watch us on TV and listen to us on radio and read what you guys write. You know, they do deserve us to win, and we've got to find a way.
During the bye week, you said you spent a lot of time looking back on things that have gone wrong. Have you specifically looked back at maybe some late-game decisions that you've made and to kind of look back at perhaps?
Well, to second-guess myself, yes. To sit there and say, maybe I should have gone for it in fourth and one Atlanta if we're going to lose that game. I said the same thing last night. So maybe I should have gone for it in fourth and one. You know, but then if you don't get it, you give them a short field. And if you do get it, then you're successful. So I think the biggest thing that I've tried to do is stick true to what I believe in as a coach and stay with that. I mean, you know, I've been asked a lot of things about, you know, decisions on certain other things. And there's so much you have to take into consideration. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do. And, you know, you can shoot from the hip if you want. And I'm not sure what that winning percentage is. But I've tried to do things based on what I've learned and do things, you know, what I believe is the best for us.
Coach, every time you come in this room or you're coming under a question for a decision, you handle it with such class. And so why is it important for you to have that type of mentality?
Well, I think because people are looking to me to see, you know, if I am doing what I believe in, you know, and sticking to what I am. You know, I've heard a great quote. And it's a lot of people have suggestions, but very few make the decisions. And that's kind of what I've got to do. I mean, I got great coaches that are upstairs that talk to me, tell me about situations, circumstances. You know, they'll tell me, you know, hey, you got to start considering timeouts here, coach. And, you know, hey, we should get in a hurry-up situation here. And, you know, so I take into a lot of, you know, information and try and make those decisions.
You said frustration and disappointment earlier. Panthers mathematically cannot win the NFC South now. How much added frustration is that to where?
Well, it is frustrating, obviously, to not do what you set out to do every year. You know, every year you have a specific set of goals and you try to live up to those goals. But first and foremost, more than anything else, it's about winning. You know, and you know, can we make a lot of things right by winning? Heck yeah. I mean, it's tough because you know, when you lose, things aren't as good as they are when you win, obviously. Believe me, food doesn't taste right. You know, it's tough to communicate with people and look them in the eye and talk to them. It's hard, and I get it. But, you know, in the same respect, you know, that's what we're in. We're in a productivity-based business, and it's about winning.
Ron, fans, even before you got here, the Panthers have lost 32 of their last 42 games now. Well, what do you say to them? I mean, there's a lot of people obviously discouraged right now. What do you?
Well, you know, the only thing you really can do is, you know, like the motto says, just keep pounding. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't last forever. I'll tell you that much right now. Because if you went back and you looked at every team that has turned things around, they had to struggle, you know. And most notably last year, San Francisco, you know, for a while they struggled. And then all of a sudden good things have started to happen. You know, I remember when I got into the league as a player, Green Bay had struggled. Now look at them. Good things got to happen. Now, you know, so you just, you know, you got to keep going. You can't give up. I mean, you know, I learned that a couple weeks ago, even more so when I told you guys about Cedric King. You know, he said, you know, you get to the military hospital and they tell you got two choices. One is you can curl up and die, and two is you can get up every morning and keep pushing. And believe me, that's what we're going to do. I'll show up. I'll give 100%, and I'll do the best I can. But this is frustrating. It is discouraging. But, you know, it's also the nature of the game. Somebody's winning, somebody's losing. And we most certainly want to be the ones that win.
Ron, a couple of your close friends in this business are kind of in a similar position with Andy and Norv. Have you talked to either of them? And what, just kind of, if you would,
well,
expand on?
I haven't had a chance to talk to Andy lately. Last time I did, unfortunately, was when his son had passed. I've talked with Norv, and, you know, the biggest thing Norv just says is just, you know, stay the course. Ron, you're a very good coach. You've had a lot of success in this league, and somewhere along the line it'll turn. You know, and I believe that, but, you know, it's about now. It's about the present. It's about what you can impact right now, and that's part of the message I've given the players is let's control what we can, and this is one of the things that we can is going forward. We can't control what happened already. But we most certainly can try to keep things going forward.
Charles Johnson sent out a tweet last night, Ron, that sort of questioned the work ethic, I think. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did hear about that. I just heard about it this morning. And I have no problem with that. I wish he would set it in the meeting room or in the locker room. But he's a captain. And if he sees something that he finds disturbing and sees disturbing, it should most certainly be pointed out. You know, I try to see a lot, hear a lot, but I don't see everything and hear everything. And when a captain, a guy who's earning the right to be critical of his teammates, wants to be critical, most certainly. And I think what he's done is he's stepped out. And he said, guys, everybody's got to have the right type of attitude to win this football game, got to have the right type of commitment. I appreciate that 100%. As I said, I wish he'd have done it in the locker room or in the meeting room, on the practice field, behind closed doors, but he didn't. It's out there, and I'm going to support that. Now, I don't want everybody to go out and do that, most certainly, because I told the guys we should circle the wagons. But you know what? He's a leader. It's out there, and it will be addressed.
What's his status? He announced in the press box yesterday that he had a head injury.
Well, we'll see. I have not had an opportunity to talk to our trainers this morning yet. You know, I've watched tape, met with the coaches, and now I'm meeting with you guys.
He
did. Yes, he did. That's why he was able to come back. They took him in, and when he went through the procedure, went through the whole protocol, and he was deemed fine. So we'll see how he is today and tomorrow. And the nice thing is we have an extra day as well with Thanksgiving. And, you know, I'll get a chance to visit with him.
I know you haven't met with the trainers, but Cam seemed to bang his knee pretty good on that pass to Steve Smith in the end zone. What was he saying on the sideline? That looked to be the worst pain that he had been in this season.
I remember. We had actually asked him if he wanted to take a timeout to collect himself, and he said, no, I'm fine. Just a little, you know, it stings a little bit, and that was it. And I have not heard anything about that.
Personnel changes looking at this week, perhaps a kicker might bring anyone?
We're going to continue to evaluate, and we will see. Okay.
You are bringing someone in.
Well, I didn't say that, but I said we're going to continue to evaluate.
You said after the Chicago game that you were worried about what a missed field goal will do to Medlock's confidence. Where do you see his confidence now after three misses?
Well, you know, the hard part is you watch him kick off and he kicks it where you want him to. You watch him kick the extra points and you see him have the success there. And, you know, he's missed a couple that one got blocked. He missed a couple that you think he should make. And again, when I talked to him right after the miss, I told him, I said, hey, keep your head on focus because you're going to have to probably hit another one at some point. So he's a pretty resilient guy. He's pretty tough. But still, you know, we've got to evaluate everything and look at everything very closely and find out why. You know, what happened in that situation? Was he overcompensating for the win? Was he, you know, did he overswing or did he try to, you know, do something different? And we'll talk with him today when we get a chance to visit.
Still in the evaluation process with what you guys are doing schematically with the running game?
Absolutely. We've talked. I talked again this morning with the guys. We talked about what we were doing and what happened. And, you know, there's a lot of things that play into the things and decisions that go through as you're calling a game. And part of it is the success you're having or not having and the success they're having against you. It's the same thing that when you watch, you know, Tampa's offense in the very end of the game. I mean, they did some things that they came back to and said, hey, they were having success. We tried to make an adjustment. They countered that with something different, and then we tried to make another adjustment. So, you know, it is a chess match, and sometimes you hit it right, and sometimes you don't.
You said you haven't talked to Andy in a little bit. Do you think there's a time in this league when you've been somewhere for so long where separating ways is best?
Well, I know this. My personal philosophy on that is you have to reinvent yourself over a period of time. If not, you get stale. I believe that. That's mine. That's got nothing to do with anybody else. That's how I feel. And you know, Coach has been there a long time. He's had a tremendous amount of success there. He really has, and that's a very tough place to coach. It really is. This is a tough place to coach, too. But Philly's a little bit, you know, they're really tough.
What makes this a tough place to coach?
We're not winning right now. That's what's tough about it. I mean, it really is. It's a tough pill to swallow. And, you know, If we were losing games by 14 points, okay, we're not good enough. But when you lose games and you lose close games, you are good enough. There's something missing. There's something we have to find, and we've got to get past and get through those things, and we got to make plays.
A player and a coach that's been on staff that have had success, you kind of have a good sense of what the vibe in the room is like and know what's working, what's not. What's missing from this team? You sound confident in personnel to a certain degree. Is it attitude? What would you notice that you could draw back on?
That's tough because, you know, as I said, there is something. And, you think you have it. Something else works, and then something else pops up. If there is something we've done, is we have lacked consistency in certain areas. As you go through it, you try to find it. You try to find that answer. I'm not, I don't want to say I don't know completely, but I think when you make an adjustment and something else shows up, there is something. We just got to keep working to find it.
Any other injuries you know of?
As of right now, no. Like I said, what'll happen is I'll have my meeting, and then I'll go in and visit with the trainers and get. He was fine. He taped it back up. It's probably sore. I really haven't had the opportunity to come down and get an update or anything like that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Y'all take care. If I don't see you guys, have a good